T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Rob Archer in for Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story: a terrifying fire in a high-rise on LA's west side leaves one man in grave condition, another in critical, and several others injured.
More than 300 firefighters responded to this 25-story building at Wilshire and Barrington.
With fire showing on the 7th floor, which was the 6th occupied floor, and we commenced a very aggressive fire attack.
LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says the heat from the flames blew the windows out of that unit. That's what fueled this fire. They had 35 mile per hour wind gusts out here pushing the flames toward firefighters, so they had to end up attacking it from the outside to try to cool things down enough for crews to actually get a little bit closer from the inside. They also had a man who had climbed out one of the windows who they were thankfully able to rescue. And then,
additionally, we did utilize multiple helicopters and also with our partner agencies, and we're able to perform vertical rescues and hoist 15 people off of the roof, bring them to the nearby helipad at the VA hospital for any further care.
Six people in all were taken to the hospital, including those two men, as well as a baby girl who suffered smoke inhalation. She is said to be in serious condition. Several other people were evaluated here, but they did not have to be taken to the hospital. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
People living in the high rise weren't sure which way to go. Some managed to run down the stairway. Others escaped to the roof, rescued by a fire department helicopter crew.
It was a jolting start to a very windy day.
The alarm went off and they said, this is an emergency. You need to evacuate the building immediately.
It was on fire, so they ran to the stairwell.
There was already a bunch of people in there. Firefighters were already there.
They managed to get out at the bottom. Others tried, but ended up turning around. Was it scary?
Yeah, it was really scary. The lights went out and everything got really smoky. And you could hear more people and they started coming back up the stairs.
More than a dozen people ended up on the roof being hauled away from the burning building in a helicopter.
I got to take pictures and document things that are very insane.
It was insane and chaotic, and one couple who initially thought they were safe going down the stairs almost got sliced and diced by panes of glass.
Glass from the windows was falling, and it broke like right in front of us. That was so scary.
But they made it out alive and ended up on the sidewalk with other residents, watching firefighters knock the flames down. Near the VA hospital, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More of our in-depth team coverage of today's terrifying high-rise fire in West L.A. The Barrington Plaza was the site of a big fire in 2013 that critically injured two people. It led to a lawsuit against corporate owner Douglas Emmett. Pamela Day lived on the 23rd floor at the time and helped carry those two people out to safety. She tells KNX seeing this fire brings back bad memories.
Frankly, I'm not shocked at all. Douglas Emmett did nothing to change that building or to retrofit or to address any of the problems that caused the first nearly deadly fire. And here we are seeing it all over again. I'm frankly just amazed that people continue to move into that building.
City officials have said the building wasn't required to have fire sprinklers because of a loophole in the law. Day says that was not the problem in the 2013 fire. She says there was no fire plan and stairwells weren't pressurized properly, so they became like chimneys when smoke got inside. We reached out to Douglas Emmett Properties for their response. So far, nothing.
We are finding out today how the shocking death of Kobe Bryant is affecting Lakers personnel.
The Lakers had their first chance to talk publicly since the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. This is Coach Frank Vogel.
Extremely emotional on both fronts. You know, it's been something that has touched my family, being the father of daughters. It's been very emotional and, you know, something that, you know, brings us together. And then as well as the Lakers family. You know, I'm around... I'm around the people that were closest to Kobe, you know, throughout his time here. And, you know, it's been a deeply saddening time for all of us.
Vogel said the team reaction has helped them become more of a family in a short period of time. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A massive mural of Kobe Bryant is being painted right now on the corner of First and La Brea.
Yeah, I've been watching them paint this mural. I have to say it's mesmerizing. They are so fast and they are so accurate. It looks just like him, and they've only been working on it for a few hours now. The lead artist in this is Levi Ponce. He's painted thousands of murals throughout Los Angeles. This one's special. Most of them are sponsored. This one is a gift to the community. It's on the corner, like you said, of First and La Brea. It's on a wall of custom auto craft. So they donated the wall. It's about 20 feet high, about 50 feet wide. It's colorful. Now, Levi Ponce has painted Kobe before in 2016, but this one is different.
We wanted to paint a mural that represented, you know, the full picture outside of just basketball, his family life, his work with philanthropists, you know, his philanthropy work, his involvement in our community. He won an Oscar, you know, so we want to represent a little bit of everything and paint a wider picture of who Kobe Bryant was and what he meant to us.
They're going to be out of here painting this until Sunday afternoon. Come out and watch. I mean, bring a lawn chair. It's not like watching paint dry. It is so fast and so interesting. If you want to see what it looks like, see the very beginning sketches and the early stages, you can go to our website, knx1070.com. We put some video and photos up. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.